funds to build new affordable units just aren't enough, according to one lawmaker, and it's why Senator Willis Sparrow wants to float general obligation bonds to meet the housing shortage. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has a reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Bethann.
Before the session opened, Senator Sparrow was on the program to talk about this bill. But before we get to it, let's consider for a moment what affordable means. Mm. Really, who are we talking about when we're talking about people who need affordable housing? What price point and what salary level are we talking about?
It might actually surprise people, because just here on Oahu, the average home is going for $760,000 last time I checked. And I think it's less so on the neighbor islands, not in some neighborhoods, but that's a whole lot of money. It may also surprise people what that income bracket is that qualifies you to get this affordable housing. More than 80% of the people that will be needing housing are making, if you're an individual, about $98,000. Can you imagine that? That's something you'd think with $98,000 a year, you'd be able to afford something. Or if you're a family of four, it's $140,000. So Willis Sparrow says we need to think big, and boy, is he thinking big. This bond that he wants to float is for $2 billion, B as in boy, to address the housing shortage.
When we talk about the kind of money that you just mentioned, you know, almost $100,000 a year, if you're a single person, $140,000 if you're a family of four. I mean, anywhere else practically in the country, that would get you a very nice home indeed, and you'd be feeling like you were really truly part of the middle class and doing well in your life. But here, given the numbers that we know we have to make to be able to afford a house that's just a median price, this seems to be the part of the question that we're really not asking ourselves in terms of how many units do we need at this level and how many units do we need at the level of low-income affordable housing, because it all seems to get lumped in together, you know?
Right, exactly. Well, in terms of what the people need, the numbers, the estimate for those in that bracket that we're talking about, the income bracket, we're talking 24,500 people over the next 5 years. And we should tell you that the state is not on pace to be anywhere near close to that, even though that is the commitment. There's a serious problem in meeting this housing crisis. And as others have pointed out, you haven't noticed the homelessness crisis has increased as well, and they are definitely connected. Now, the legislature is taking it seriously. Sparrow has 20 of his 25 colleagues on board for this, but in the House, not so much. He's only got one House co-sponsor, Tom Brower, who says maybe this is unrealistic. In the meantime, Governor Ige is looking at floating his own bonds, or the state's bonds, $1.5 billion. Mm-hmm. But there's a concern about how the revenue forecast is going to be. As you know, it's been downgraded recently by the council.
So, I mean, at this point, the need is ever growing. The fact that we're talking about middle income and upper middle income, as well as, you know, low income issues that are tied back to homelessness, isn't this just, you know, snowballing every year we forestall it?
It is, and that's why Willis Sparrow says we really need to do this now. In fact, one real estate analyst that our reporter Anita Hofschneider talked to said, look, this is the first serious attempt in a decade to try and deal with this. The money, by the way, would go to both for sale and rental housing. It would go to public housing repairs, and it would also go to homeless shelters. But Anita talked to a lot of people, mostly on board with this, saying this is kind of a big, I keep using that word big, but it is a big crisis, and we need a big solution. We'll see whether this bill makes it.
Exactly. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bethann.
Chad Blair joins us daily from Civil Beat with a reality check.